from our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin.
What's going on? I feel like doing
a cool jerk. I feel like doing a cool jerk on that one. All right, folks, hope all is well with you. We have, first of all, remind folks, we have a great edition of TV1's Washington Watch on Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern. We're going to talk about, of course, the debates coming up and also all of the crying and the whining from the Republicans with regards to the polls showing Mitt Romney is trailing President Barack Obama in battleground states. Right, not real, but the whining is real. All right, so look forward to that. So check us out at 11 a.m. on Sunday. Hey, another thing that I'll be talking about is this story we're talking about today, which is stunning. Our guest is Dr. David Jernigan. He is the director of the Center on Alcohol Marketing and Youth at Johns Hopkins University. And they have a study that lays out that African-American kids, African-American youth between 12 and 20 are seeing more advertisements for alcohol in magazines and TV compared to all other youth in the same age group. And Doc, I got to ask you, is it because, frankly, other advertisers don't want to advertise in black media, or is it just simply just the saturation of those particular programs?
Well, you know, it's actually that a lot of this is on black media. This advertising is clearly targeting African-American adults. It's just spilling really, really heavily towards the young people.
So what do you think the impact is? I mean, are you seeing a correlation between these advertisements and alcohol rates, substance abuse rates as well?
You know, the statistics for black young people around drinking is that they actually drink less than youth in general. There are some protective factors for black young people. Income's a really strong predictor of whether people are going to drink or not. Lower income families will drink less. Also, high levels of religiosity. Also, a lot of the advertising that's out there is advertising that black kids aren't going to identify with. Those are protective. The advertising exposure is a risk factor. It points in the wrong direction. So even though the rates are lower among black young people, we've got 14 long-term studies that have followed groups of youth in general over time. Generally, the more that kids are exposed to alcohol advertising and marketing, the more likely they are to drink, or if already drinking, to drink more.
Now, when you talk about other categories, and so what? Are you seeing just diverse advertising when it comes to the white kids see, the Hispanic kids see?
Our studies generally have found that youth are overexposed to this kind of advertising. That is, over and over again, the ads are being placed so that young people are more likely to see them than adults. What this study found is in that context, the African-American young people are even more overexposed. 32% more exposure to alcohol ads in magazines, 17% more exposure than youth in general to alcohol ads on television.
Now, obviously, what is concerning to us is that when you begin to talk about that, I mean, look, we're in the media business, and one of the things that we've always advocated is having diverse advertising bases. And is it part of the problem that you have major advertisers, they shy away from African-Americans, and so therefore you sort of have this imbalance? I remember in the 70s and 80s, the same thing was said about smoking in the same publications and same TV shows.
Yeah, they're actually not shying away from black media. They are heavily in Ebony, Essence, Jet, Black Enterprise, but they're also in things like Vibe. The issue here is that the alcohol companies have set up a fence to try to keep their advertising away from young people's eyes. That fence isn't working generally for youth, and this study shows in particular. And in a kind of extreme case, it's not working for African-American youth.
What are the discussions? How early are the discussions being had with children about these things?
You know, a lot of people say you can't start talking about it too early, but the general advice to parents is to talk to your kids about drinking. We say you've got to talk to your kids about alcohol marketing. When my kids were growing up, when an ad came on, we'd try to use that as a teachable moment to talk about the things that the ads are never going to show you about drinking.
What website folks can see the report?
It's on our website, www.cami.org.
All right.